2011, a day that will be etched in my memory as the day I began a new kind of journey in life. I had entered the holy portals of the Anandapur campus, and now I would be known as a student of Sai always. A day engulfed with intense and mixed emotions. There was joy, for my life had achieved its most cherished dream that day. Yet, there was pain, a pain that couldn't be named, a pain so intense and so deep, and within me, it lingered. The unsullied form of love had merged into the cosmos. With senses so numb, with eyes brimming over, humanity was still searching for another glimpse of that enchanting form. And my eyes too searched fervently, my heart too questioned continually. Why now? Why to me? Why to us? Where have you gone? Where are you now? Where indeed are you?
Funny. days turn to weeks, weeks into months. My new environs became my new home. In the coo of the cuckoo, I heard the reassuring promise of your presence. In the gentle breeze blowing my locks, I felt you caress my head. In the mesmerizing beauty of the green meadows, I heard you murmur in the language of love. In the blooming flowers of the early spring, I saw your crystalline love crystallize. Indeed, I found that you were there in everything and everywhere. On the earth, in the sky, in the entire space.
Thank you.
from despair to hope. It took me a while to go from seeing the form to seeking the formless. It took some time for me to reach, but once there, you became an integral part of me, for you had entered my life completely and filled my heart permanently. And then everything I did got the God touch. My goals became more meaningful. My destination became more definite. My purpose in life became more clear.
When I joined the institute, one thing I always admired was Swami's materializations. I always desired that Swami should materialize Vibhuti for me. However, after 2011, I thought it would remain a dream. One night in my first MSc, Swami appeared in my dream materialized vibhuti, put it into my mouth himself and sweetly blew the remaining vibhuti onto my face. My wish came true, or so I thought. That evening, a divine coincidence occurred. That very same evening, when I thought my dream was fulfilled, Swami had something in store for me. The teacher in charge of Suprabhatam sent word for some of us who had full attendance in Suprabhatam. Swami had inspired her to give us a token of appreciation for our regularity. And to my great astonishment, it was precious vibhuti packets which she had directly received from Bhagwan's hands. Needless to say, my joy knew no bounds.
Yes, every time the little drop surged in the eye, your caressing love made the spirit fly. Every time the tiny heart sobbed its song, your endearing glance made it strong. Every time life's sojourn seemed weary, your strengthening assurance rendered such joy.
Yeah. this strong desire to be Bhagwan's student and to be in his proximity was the only force that drove me to apply to this university in December 2010. He chose me as a student, but alas, when I did enter the portals of this institute in June 2011, many things had changed forever. My mind had to shift from seeing the form to seeking the formless. This thought constantly bothered not just me, but many in my batch. And Bhagwan's response to this came in a beautiful message. In a dream that I had in my second year, it seemed that my classmates and I were making a card for Swami. And on that card, we wrote in big bold letters, "We miss you, Swami." Luckily, I had the chance to take the card to Swami. As I knelt beside him and extended the card for him to see, the divine response came loud and clear. Swami said, "Why missing? I am not missing. I am right now in front of you and will be with you throughout your life." Yes, Sai is eternal, ever-present, the only unchanging truth in a rapidly changing world. Through ways small and big, in a brief span of time, I learned, rather, most of us experienced, that Sai is Satyam, the absolute truth. Sai is Nityam, the ever-present. Sai is Sarvam, our everything.
Even ಜನಗಮ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಜನಗಮ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಜನ್ಮ ಸಾಫಲ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಜನ್ಮ ಸಾಫಲ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಪೂರ್ಣ ಸೌಂದರ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಸೌಂದರ್ಯಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣತತ್ವಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣತತ್ವಂ ಸಾಯಿ
ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಅವತಾರ ಸಾಯಿ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಪುರುಷ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಪುರುಷ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಪತ್ನಿ ಪುರುಷ ಸಾಯಿ
ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ
ರಾಮ್ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಪತ್ನಿ ಪುರುಷ
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಪತ್ನಿ ಪುರುಷ
ಸಾಯಿ
ರಾಮ್
ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಪುರುಷ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಸಾಯಿ
Things have changed, they do say, but miracles still happen in the same old way. Answers do come whenever I pray. Let's hold on to Him and His will obey.
Once, when one of my batchmates was giving a prayer talk in the college auditorium, she narrated an incident wherein Swami appeared in her dream and wished her happy birthday before anyone else did. As she was narrating this, I also felt that Swami should be the first one to appear in my dream and wish me happy birthday. My birthday fell in the third week of November when we were in Prashanthi Nilayam. The previous night, I prayed intensely for Swami to come in my dream. The morning dawned and nothing happened, neither a dream nor a message. I was terribly disappointed. That afternoon, all finalist students were called to attend a talk on Vidyavahini project. And with a heavy heart, I went to listen to the talk. After the talk, a video on Swami's 85th birthday celebrations was shown. At the end of the video, the visual stopped, but audio continued for a mysterious reason, and the audio boomed through the loudspeakers and it said, many, many happy returns of the day. Coincidences to the world are to me Sai incidents. Thank you, Swami, for finding such a unique way to fulfill my tiny desire.
Can I ever thank you enough, Swami, for all the innumerable ways you chose to guide me and chide me, to test me and rest me, to shape me and make me, to make me what I am today. Can I really ever thank you enough, my Swami?
Thou who hast given so much to me, give one thing more, a grateful heart, not thankful when it pleaseth me, as if thy blessings had spare taste, but such a heart whose pulse is thy praise.
To thee, O Saima, on this opportune day, I pledge my love and my life. Accept this promise of love, the only thing I have for you today. Yes, the only thing we have for you today.
I shall seek happiness in thy will, thy expectations I shall strive to fulfill. Any place I tread, big or small, I shall worship thee in one and all. Despite the pulls of the world and the pressures of time, again and again I shall return to this thy abode, my true home. Steady on thy path, steeped in thy service, to this I give thee a solemn promise.
As I move out from the cocoon of thy protective premises into the vast playground of this world, walk with me, Lord, step by step, as I strive every bit to make thee proud, to live up to thy divine expectations. Fill in me, Lord, the determination that I will need. As I stand at the threshold of the world, I have just this to plead with you. Your mesmerizing love has touched my heart and filled my life. From that vast ocean of your love, I shall always thirst for a drop. I shall always, always need it, pine for it, and depend on it.
tumaho vighna vinashaganesha.
jay jay Sai Na.
Gauri Hara Shankara.
Thank you. Shiva, 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 Bhasma Vibhushan. Nandalala, Nandalala. Nandalala, Nandalala. Nacho, 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 Nandalala. Nacho, 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 Nandalala. Navneet chora hai bala gopala. Navneet chora hai bala gopala.
మనసికకు రామ 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 శ్రీ రామ రామ సముద్ర సుఖద నావ ఏక రామ నామ భవ సముద్ర సుఖద నావ ఏక రామ నామ పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామ పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామ పరమ శాంతి నిరాధార కోధార ఏక రామ పితా బంధు సఖ సభకి రామ మాత పితా బంధు సఖ సభకి రామ భక్త జనర జీవన ధన ఏక రామ ఏక రామ 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 రామ
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।